بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We just came back from a trip with the youth that was for destinations that usually unusual for the communities in America. We actually went to Spain and Morocco. And I took middle schoolers and high schoolers along with me in this trip. At first, it was really, an idea that was, doubtful, going abroad with, middle schoolers and high schoolers was not an easy decision to make. But subhanAllah, I really, insisted, and I believe that those nature of programs play a huge role on the character development of our teens. And subhanAllah, this trip, I really cannot describe it in words. It was beyond my expectations. It was mesmerizing. From the day one, from first, step that we took towards leaving the DFW, airport, I had some goals in my mind. I wanted to accomplish certain things throughout this trip. One of these things is definitely be comfortable being uncomfortable. How to be comfortable being uncomfortable. That's one of the biggest issues and challenges that we face as Muslim youth. SubhanAllah, statistically proven that there is a huge turnover in jobs for fresh graduates getting in jobs. For the first 5 years, people easy to quit. And you may wonder why, and it goes back to this idea. We did not learn how to be uncomfortable. So the first challenge we encounter, we what? We quit. And subhanAllah, same thing, in marriage. The first years are very crucial. Why? Because if we're not, able to encounter those obstacles, and we did not learn how to be uncomfortable sometimes, then the first problem we encounter, we what? We quit, and we see this, as a recurring theme in our communities. So it was crucial for us, especially youth that they're living in the U.S., to learn how to be uncomfortable. And subhanAllah, all of the entire trip was about this theme, along with other goals I had. As you see, since the get-go, they're going to the plane. And then you will find a couple of youth looking at me with their bags. And I was like, what are we going to do with this bag? I was like, here, you put it out there. Nobody's going to do it for you. So learning, self-independence. And then being, not with the same sleeping routine. They actually had to be uncomfortable with, with the timing. We used to come late a little bit from activities. And then we have to wake up very early for Salat al-Fajr. And there is no excuse, because if they skip one of these activities, they're banned from the rest of the activities. So they were actually very firm with every single activity's time. So they're very respecting every single activity time. So, subhanAllah, we learned this from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with the other prophets. Every single prophet went through series of uncomfort, series of hardships, and that played a huge role in their personal development. And that was one of my main goals throughout this trip. Also, as you see, a lot of adventures. I'm not sure if the pictures are displayed. Yep. So we had a lot of adventures. This picture was about breaking your fear and getting out there from your comfortable, from your, comfort zone. Getting out there and do things that actually challenges you. Maybe it's challenging your mind. Sometimes it's challenging your physique, your body. And we made sure that no one is behind. Regardless, you're afraid, you're not afraid. Every single one of our youth had to do these tough activities that you see in the screen. Either it's mountain climbing, that was really, challenging activity that we had in Spain. Or, jumping off cliffs and whatnot. We made sure that everyone has, all of the precautions, life jackets and whatnot. But we wanted to push them to be out of their comfort zone. And subhanAllah, one of also my goals of this trip, wallahi, this trip, you know, it was challenging to me personally, because this is the first time taking group of youth abroad, like overseas. That's my first time in my career working with youth for, I would say, for the past 15 years. That's my first time taking middle schoolers overseas to experience something like that. But I, like I said, wallahi, it's an experience that they truly need. In the time of, you know, being on their screens, in the times of just being, you know, comfortable in their homes, playing video games, being on their phones, this is the perfect time for them to get out there and experience life. Basically, they experienced life, and they get out of their bubble. Now, the you know, many of our youth think that Dallas is the entire world. And I told them, no, there's so much out there that you need to see and you need to experience. And so, subhanAllah, you know, one of the things that we really worked on throughout this trip is also discipline. Discipline in terms of your prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So like, successful are the mu'mineen, the believers. And then the first thing he said, because they are consistent and they have khushu' in their prayers. What does that exactly mean? Imagine you are being very consistent with your prayers in a daily basis, the five prayers in a daily basis. You're very consistent. You're actually pushing your mind and your body to wake up in the morning. And then regardless how busy you are throughout the day, you force yourself and pray. That takes a lot of discipline. If you're able to do this, if you are able to control your mind and your body in a daily basis, five times a day, then wallahi, you can do anything else. And I told this to the youth. I told them, believe me, this trip is not going to be comfortable for you. We have packed activities. I'm not going to let you even breathe. Like, we have back-to-back activities. We'll come very late to our hotels, and then we have to wake up very early in the morning, and there's no excuses. So it was about that discipline. So subhanAllah, the video that the brother will show us now, I was also consistent with our adhkar. So we'll see this video, inshallah, and I will give, you know, feedback about it, bi-idhnillah.
If you can. سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون اللهم إنا نسألك في سفرنا هذا البر والتقوى ومن العمل ما ترضى اللهم هون علينا سفرنا هذا واطوي عنا بعده.
جزاك الله خير. So one of the things that I was very consistent with is adhkar al-sabah, the morning dua, and adhkar al-safar, every time we leave from a place to a place. Here we were in Morocco, and we were taking a ferry to go back to Spain. And every single station, every single step, we had to be very consistent with adhkar. And the power of this, my dear brothers and sisters, and subhanAllah, Sheikh Yasir Birjas gave a beautiful khutbah last Friday about back to school and some tips for parents. And he mentioned something very powerful, even in his khatira after Salat al-Fajr the day before yesterday. He said this idea of tawheed, schools will give them information and you will give them values. They get values from homes and they get information from school. So what values you want to give them? One of these values, wallahi al-azim, and sometimes we overlook the morning dua. The morning dua is very powerful, my dear brothers and sisters. Every day we had about 30 minutes reflections about the day, about the morning dua. So we say in the morning, أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين. We say, Ya Allah, we welcome another morning and we testify that every single creature of yours, everything in your kingdom praises you, Ya Allah. The animals praise you. The seas praise you. The trees praise you. And we want to be among those creatures to praise you in the morning. Why are we teaching our youth here? To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أصبحنا على فطرة الإسلام. يا الله, we wake up على فطرة الإسلام, on the فطرة of our beloved religion of Islam. وعلى كلمة الإخلاص, and on the words of إخلاص, of sincerity, which is لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعلى دين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, and on the religion of our beloved Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah, I highly recommend you, and it's a reminder for myself as well, every morning, wallahi, the secret is to actually have these reflections with your children every single day before they go to school. You may don't see the importance of it, but wallahi, it's building something inside. Every day you're reminding them by Allah. Every day you're reminding them by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're conscious of Allah, and therefore that will have an impact on them the rest of the day. This is our duty, inshallah ta'ala. So we made sure that, alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of our youth. Wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, that I would say more than 90% from our youth throughout this trip did not skip a single prayer. We had mainly every single one attended every Salat al-Fajr on every single day. Wallahi, this is huge. This is a huge commitment. Sometimes I just woke up and, you know, go to, you know, to start Salat al-Fajr, and I find them already there waiting for me. And I was like, wallahi, that really touched me a lot. Because these are the values that we want to instill within our youth's hearts. Finally, I don't want to take too long. You know, if we go to the next slide, inshallah. Oh, this brother, obviously, there are a lot of fun throughout this trip. So this brother, one of our youth, he challenged me. He challenged me since day one that he will beat me in soccer. And come on, you're talking to an Egyptian, you know, soccer player here. So I doubt that he can do it. I told him, you're going to regret what you're getting yourself into now. You're going to regret it later on. And subhanAllah, he even throughout the trip, he kept saying, you know, when Sheikh Yusuf is going to, you know, play against me because I'm going to beat him. All of that, may Allah forgive him. And then one day he came to the bus with a soccer ball. I was like, come on now. You really are insisting? And subhanAllah, the last day on Morocco, we had our Salat al-Fajr on the beach, and then we had Adhkar, and then we had that, you know, that tense game between me and him. Every single one was watching this game. Alhamdulillah, I beat him 6-1. I had to do it. I had to do it. But alhamdulillah, the amount of brotherhood that was in this trip, wallahi, was beyond imagination. I cannot really describe it. Now the relationship between the kids and between the mentors, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them, ya Rabbal Alameen. They worked so hard. Wallahi, I can't thank them enough. If you go to the next picture, it's actually a funny picture. A picture of one of our mentors. Can we get it, Omar? Got it? Yeah. Wallahi, this is how exhausted they were in the last day of the trip. Because imagine, like, you have middle schoolers and high schoolers in overseas trip. Imagine how difficult this is. But wallahi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them immensely for every single thing that they actually did. The amount of care and love towards our youth was wallahi beyond words. So this is Brother Isa, one of our mentors in this trip. I actually took this picture while he was towards the end. Khalas, he felt a little released from all of the responsibilities that he had, and he was exhausted, so he took a nap. So subhanAllah, the excitement, the closing ceremony that we had in this trip, the nasheed that we got to sing together, it was something that inshallah will be remarkable, and it will be a memory for them, a life-changing experience, wallahi, this trip. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, ya Rabbal Alameen, and make our youth on the sirat, on the right path, ya Rabbal Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.